It's hands-on. You can get out there and see, and there's always usually a lot of different things that come up that we discuss.
The Cottonwood Extension District's Wheat Field Plot Day is on the way. Agent Stacy Campbell stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Our Wheat Field Day is next Thursday, so the June 1st. So it's starting at 6 p.m. and we do ask that people kind of RSVP for it this year. We haven't asked for RSVPs in the past, but that'll just kind of helps with the meal count. So if you would give us a call if you're interested in coming at 628-9430. But yes, it's our annual wheat variety demo plot field day next Thursday, June 1st, starting at 6 p.m. And if you get on our website or look around, I think you'll find the flyer on it with the directions. We've got quite a few different varieties out there. And, you know, we know that the wheat isn't good this year with the drought, but you know, everything considered, this plot doesn't look terribly bad. I think you'll see some differences in the varieties of ones that maybe can withstand a little more drought than others. So I think it would be worth producers' time to come on out and look at the varieties and listen to the pluses and minuses of each variety, and then afterwards we'll go to town and have a meal at the park.
Very cool. And that is kind of the point of these things, right? It's to test out the wheat and see what works and what doesn't. And I would think in those years like this one where it's not such a great crop,
yes,
it's probably more valuable to have those plot tests than other years when everything's just going well.
Yep. Ditto. Yep. Exactly. So, yeah, I think there's some differences to see. And so we invite everybody to come out next Thursday, June the 1st, 6 p.m. I guess I will mention where it's at. It's easy to get to if you get on Golf Course Road. Go to you, hit 180th. At 180th, you turn and go south 1.5 miles, and you'll see it. So Golf Course Road, 180th, go 1.5 miles south, 6 p.m. next Thursday, June 1st. Give us a call if you're coming, 628-9430.
Perfect. Kay. For those that aren't familiar with these, like, what is the, like, how does it, do you just kind of go out and, yep, and talk around the wheat?
Yep. We just kind of start on one end, and I'll have the list of the varieties, and I usually have one of our agronomists or wheat specialists that, you know, really can kind of dive into the varieties and knows a lot about them and can talk about the pluses and minuses. And two, yeah, we have it a real informal setting. I always tell the guys, this is for you guys, you know, ask questions. So, you know, we may eventually get to talking a little bit about fertility. You know, we're always usually talking about some diseases. This year it's so dry, that's not an issue, but we can still rehash over some diseases and, you know, what causes them, what to look for, insects. And then out there, you know, we'll see sometimes some different things, you know, some heads that look a little frozen or something like that from the frost. And we can, you know, show guys that this is what it looks like, or this is what this insect feeding looks like, or this this fungus. So, yeah, it's hands-on. You can get out there and see, and there's always usually a lot of different things that come up that we discuss.
Excellent. And, you know, I would think that's so valuable for those newer producers. And, you know, I don't know a lot of younger folks that are taking up ag, but
right,
for those that maybe don't have that background, like, where else are you going to get that information?
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's valuable. And, you know, guys that have been growing wheat for many years have came and said, that was good. I learned something, you know. So, yeah, I think kind of A to Z, whether you've been, you know, farming for 40, 50 years, you can glean a little bit of information versus somebody just getting started, for sure.
And with that, too, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about how bad does the crop look this year?
Well, yeah, it's not great. There's quite a few guys that I've talked to where their insurance company has came out and said it's going to be less than a bushel. So basically, they can turn cows out on it. They can destroy it. They don't have to harvest it. Okay. There again, there's going to be some wheat that is harvested. I don't know, you know, 5, 10 to 20 bushels. But that would be wheat, too, probably that is fallow wheat. You know, there wasn't a crop. It's been resting for a while, you know, kind of like we do. It's fairly common around here to do wheat, sorghum, fallow. So that's what this, our field day is. There was sorghum, you know, over a year ago, and then it's been fallowed. So, you know, we've had some opportunity to catch some moisture. So it looks, like I say, it's not great, but it doesn't look all bad, all things considered. So, you know, there's going to be definitely some wheat cut, but a lot of it has been what we kind of call zeroed out, to where the crop insurance said, not worth cutting, you know, only a bushel or less, or, and so they can, like I say, turn cows out on it or whatever. So, yeah.
So it's not a complete loss, but, you know, not what you want.
Well, you know, they have to pay those insurance premiums, so this is the year that they're going to collect some on it. Yeah.
It's a positive way to look
right,
at it.
Right, right. So that is, you know, one of the kind of the nice fail safes with farming is they can get crop insurance, which can protect them, you know. So on that downside, to an extent, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just the wheat crop that this, the dryness, the drought is affecting, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just yesterday, I was running around all afternoon looking at trees and grass. I know I've talked about trees the last time, the importance of, you know, since we've been so dry, even established trees, especially pines and spruce, to, you know, water them about every 3 or 4 weeks. Tree roots are right below the soil surface down to about 18 inches. So kind of what I say is water them slow and deep, go all the way around the tree, starting out at the drip line, the edge of the branches, and work your way in. You know, you don't have to get right up to the trunk when you water them, you know, about 2-3 feet away is probably good enough. But that's going to be key. Yes, we got some rain. That'll help. But if we continue to stay dry, kind of water your trees, your perennials every 3 to 4 weeks. And yes, our kind of drought tolerant, you know, I use that word loosely, grasses of Buffalo and Bermuda, they are even taking a hit because of this drought. There's spots where they've been dying. It probably started last year, but then when we went into the dry winter and the dry soil, the crown of the plant, the growing point, is just below the soil surface. And in dry soil, the temperatures fluctuate more. And there's spots in Bermuda and Buffalo grass that are dead, some of them bigger areas. And, you know, people are wondering if it's grubs. So far, when I've looked, haven't really seen grubs. Mm-hmm. It's just the drought and some winter kill. So, you know, water those areas. If it's Buffalo, Bermuda, it'll probably creep back in. Or if you want to, you can take some plugs from better areas and put them in. I like to do, I know a lot of information says 2x2-inch plugs. I like to use a big shovel full plug, actually. That seems to work better. I even put a little flag there so I don't forget it. Water it about every day for the first week and then every other day for 2 weeks, and then it usually takes off after that. But, yeah, just even seeing it with our warm season grasses. I know my Bermuda grass last year in area was dying, and I thought, I must have grubs. Went out there, dug around. Nope. It was just the drought. Started watering, and it slowly is coming back. And then I've noticed, you know, after the winter, I've got quite a few little small patches where it died, you know, just because of this dryness and the drought. So it's taken its toll on things that we kind of thought were pretty bulletproof, if you will, but you know, everything needs a drink now, every now and then. A couple of weeks ago, when I was looking out at the Ag Research Center, the Kansas MesoNet weather station, it'd been 144 days and counting since we'd had more than a half inch of precip.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like we might have some luck this weekend coming up, though.
Yeah, and that was a nice rain that we got last week. It sounded like it was pretty widespread. It did vary. I think I heard anywhere from, you know, 90 to inch and a half or maybe more, so that was great. That'll help some. You know, it hasn't gotten real hot yet. That's helping some, but, you know, if it's going to warm up and if it doesn't rain, it's going to be important that folks, you know, those they're in their landscape, their plants, that they give them some water.
Yeah, and I think we saw, you know, it's on the Hayes Post today about the water restrictions here in the city that are going into effect June 1st, but
right,
we're several inches under the average for the last 3 or 4 years running.
Okay, okay, yeah, that's probably right. I didn't know that, so yeah, yeah, you know. And, you know, kudos to us Hayes residents, Ellis County folks. I think we do a good job of conserving water. I was on that Water Smart tour that Stacy Minson, our watershed specialist, and Holly Dickman had recently with the city of Hayes, and we are actually using the same amount of water now as we did in 1955. And if you think about, you know, I'm sure our population is, I'm assuming, is probably doubled since 1955.
At least doubled, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, kudos to us for, you know, conserving water. You know, Stacy did another rain barrel deal just recently, and quite a few people came and got paid for rain barrels. Mentioning that, she still has some. You can actually contact our office if you want one. They're $40 a piece. We don't take credit cards, so you need to bring cash or your checkbook, but there are still rain barrels if people want them, and they can give us a call at the Extension Cottonwood Extension District office at 628-9430 if they're interested in a rain barrel. You'll just need to come in, fill out a quick little form, and give us a check. And actually, we have some in our back store area, so we can probably fix you up and get you on your way with one or two, or, you know, however, you know, I think the limit's maybe four. So, and you do need to, I believe, reside here in Ellis County.